WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, the Garden State will eclipse 2,000 COVID-19 related deaths on this Easter weekend. We are knocking on the door with 233 more announced today to push the statewide total to 1,900 plus. Nearly 55,000 have tested positive. 44% of all tests given have come back positive. But just over 1% of the state's total population has been tested. Low-risk prisoners that meet certain criteria could be freed on parole or moved to temporary home confinement under an executive order signed today by Governor Murphy as a way to try and slow the spread of COVID-19 in the state's prison system. Murphy says social distancing is extremely hard to accomplish in a prison setting.
And allowing some of our most vulnerable individuals who do not pose a public safety threat to temporarily leave prison will protect both their health and the health and safety of the men and women working in our correctional facilities.
Those convicted of certain offenses like murder or rape will not be eligible for removal. Other states such as California and Illinois have made similar moves. Apple and Google are joining forces in a rare move, planning to launch new software for your phones that could potentially enable Bluetooth technology to assist with contact tracing for people infected with or who may have been exposed to the coronavirus. But you and everyone around you have to install the app and agree to share information. Italy has extended its lockdown and suspension of non-essential industrial production for 3 more weeks through May 3rd. The Italian premier says sacrifices made are having results, and so the efforts that have been made so far cannot be in vain. The strain on Italian hospitals and the number of new cases and deaths have all eased. In order to prevent any infection or a possible coronavirus case from spreading, EMS volunteers and EMTs must thoroughly clean their ambulances. Point Pleasant Borough EMS squad captain Andy Welsh says following a call, they take everything out, wipe the ambulance with bleach wipes, and then use a spray blower filled with an industrial strength decontamination agent.
And then that sits for 10 minutes, and then the truck then gets wiped down one more time to ensure that it's totally disinfected and ready for the next patient.
Welsh says each member following a call takes their gear off and heads right into the shower. In Hamilton, Mercer County, we are hearing about a lewd act allegedly performed by a man in public in front of a 15-year-old girl. This allegedly happened Wednesday afternoon at the Nottingham Little League field. We have surveillance footage of the accused man, grainy as it may be, and a full description at NJ1015.com. New Jersey news made possible by Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy all through primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. When will the wind die down? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 3:06. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The good news tonight, that ferocious wind will become less gusty after sunset. The not so good news, it's going to get really cold out there. Low temperatures 30 to 35 degrees. A freeze watch has been issued for northwestern New Jersey, and it'll still be breezy overnight. So we have to talk about the wind chill, the feels like temperature that could dip into the 20s by tomorrow morning. Bright and sunny for your Saturday. Tomorrow, dry, still breezy, highs improve to the mid-50s, and then Easter Sunday promises to be the warmer, calmer day of the weekend. Clouds thicken up, highs warm into the mid-60s. Our next storm system will bring in rain late Sunday night into Monday morning, that rain heavy at times. Then Monday turns windy and warm, high spike into the 70s for just one day. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Viking Pest Control. To maintain the safety and sanitation of homes and businesses, Viking Pest is open and providing exterior treatments with no human contact. Viking is committed to helping our community stay pest and virus free. If you need pest or disinfecting services, please visit VikingPest.com for more info. Bayonne 47 degrees, Southampton 49, Boundbrook 46. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.